Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, young gunslingers, silly slickers, pistol whippers, cocktail makers, crash course takers. It can keep going if you want.
I'm just going to let you roll with it, man.
All right, fine. Jungle bungle players, dodging gym racers.
All right.
Ping pong playing people.
That's it, man. You're on fire today.
That was alliteration, if you didn't know what alliteration was. Ping pong party people.
You're alliteration.
Ping pong party people is alliteration because it's PPP.
PPP.
Yeah. So an alliteration, you probably won't know this, but I studied English. An alliteration is where, I'm not going to explain it. No need.
Come on, dude. This is an intro.
No need to explain.
Come on, mate.
No, don't want to explain.
We don't got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for alliteration. I can tell you what a simile is.
A simile?
Yeah, a simile.
Come on, then.
Okay, so if I was to say, oh, Alex is as fierce as a tiger, that's a simile.
I get it.
Or if I was to say, Alex gives off the stench
of success.
Or Alex's...
Would that be a simile?
Alex's glowing aura gave me the sense of a chimney. It's a metaphor.
I don't know, mate. I think we should probably just move on.
What is that banging in your background? What's going on?
Don't ask about what's going on in my life.
Oh, you've captured someone in that cage again, haven't you? Who is it this time? You've done it again. You and your best mate Fritzl. What's his name?
Wow, God! Speaking about Fritzl already, punchy.
Hello, Private Partners. Welcome back to a Friday episode. Very exciting because we have a YouTube legend, a podcast person, all the way from Los Angeles, California, US of A. It's the United States of America. Harry Jowsey on the podcast. Woohoo! He was on a massive show called Too Hot to Handle. He was on the first series of it. He was the tall Australian guy. He was the one who was very cheeky and naughty. He then moved to LA and we hear about all of his stories, hanging out with the likes of Logan Paul, Jake Paul, the Paul brothers. That's
you're
your dream.
You were so jealous of his
That's
life.
Your that dream
was,
there.
It was painful to... painful to listen to, actually.
What you do is you go on these podcasts and you just want to make friends with people that you think have got followers. And you know, it's see-through, Mitten. It is see-through.
Who lines up the guests? You do.
Jesus.
This episode
was embarrassing for Mitten, so you're all going to like this. This episode was cringe for Mitten. For me, it was a lovely episode. I performed impeccably. So there we go. Just wanted to let you know that.
This is one of the best intros, I think.
Yeah, it's a big intro. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to love this episode of Private Parts, trust me. As always, please do get in touch. Click the link tree in our bio on Instagram at Private Podcast and do some charity nominations. Send us an email. We want to hear about freshers stories and university stories and what a freshers week was like. Send it to contact@privatepartspodcast.com. Send it over. Is someone making lunch in the background? Is that what that bleeping? It is. Alarm's going.
Yeah, oh. I've got a private chef. Don't worry about me.
I'm sorry for everyone. We had to do this across Zoom and Mitten is ruining it. But the episode is not across. It was across Zoom as well because Harry was in LA. But anyway, it's not as fumbled as this intro is. God, it's going to get off right now.
And this is your career.
Shut up, Mitten. And you private partners, enjoy the episode.
If you're still listening, please enjoy.
If you're still listening, just stole your joke. All right, bye-bye.
No,
no. Don't go, bye-bye. Okay, here's the episode. Enjoy. Harry.
In your head constantly now.
yeah, usually when I masturbate. Yeah.
That's what I think about when I masturbate.
Go, Harry.
I just cheer your name now every time I masturbate.
That's what we need. I like that.
I just growl.
Especially in the morning.
You're a growler.
Yeah, I'm a growler.
Especially in the morning, though. You know, in the morning, when you wake up in the morning and you're so tired. And for some reason, what happens is you get that some spike in your head. You're like, oh, horny. So I'm going to have a wank in the shower. And then, but you're so tired. So it takes so long. So the way to quicken it up for me, I'm just going to go, Harry.
See, for me, I don't have any issues with it taking too long. It's always too quick. I don't get enough time for myself.
Jamie's a bit older than you, so...
You guys have to think about things a little bit more.
Yeah.
I just touch it and it's done. You know?
What's your record of how many times you've...
How many times you've touched your dick in a day?
Yeah, there was one day, I swear to God, when I was freaking out, I did it... And I had just broken up with an ex-girlfriend and I did it about seven times in one day.
What do you
day,
mean when you were freaking out? Is that what you do when you freak out? I
did it seven times in one day. I did it
seven times. That's a good coping mechanism.
Yeah.
I enjoy that.
It doesn't work very well in banks.
No. There was this kid in my school and there was a rumor that he ended up in a hospital because he did it 21 times in one day.
21 times?
He busted 21 nuts in a day because he was trying to beat a record or something. And I was like, I just don't even, like, by, like, number six or seven, like, you're just really, like, it's just work at that point. It's not even enjoyable.
I imagine you were probably, like, quite like an ADHD kid. Like, in terms of, like, all the way, like, crazy, wanting to do things, doing crazy things, kind of going around the place all the time. Were you that kind of kid?
Yeah, I was a bit of a class clown, to be honest. Like, I'd always wanted to just make people laugh and have a good time. I was really a piece of shit, to be like honest with it. Like I was the shittest kid ever.
Hey, don't be hard on yourself, man.
Don't
be hard on yourself, dude. You're a great kid.
Blew up a toilet, everything. It was fucking crazy. I changed laws in my state.
Wait, hang on.
I had like a Project X type of party because I got kicked out of the schools in Australia and my parents were like, we're going to send you to a different country to go to boarding school. So I was like, okay, cool. Can I have a farewell party? 80 people max. I invited the whole fucking town and it turned into a riot. There was like 600 people there and it legitimately turned into like a riot where like it was humans versus police. I saw people get knocked out. I saw people getting dragged, people stealing steaks. Like I was trying to cook steaks in the middle of this whole situation. Like I was
cook a barbecue in the middle of a riot.
Yeah. And then my friends were eating my steaks. Well, I was hungry. It was like fucking 2 a.m. I remember seeing helicopters come across, like the dog squad and shit. And then one of my boys, like half his face got fucked up because he got his shit stomped in.
It was steak in the face.
Crazy. And then the next day they had like a full on like council meeting and they were going to take me and my brother to prison. And I was like, hey, we didn't start the riot. We just want to have a good farewell party. And then they changed laws that some shit about gatherings and stuff, and my parents
some shit about making happy. Steaks when you're trying to throw a party. Yeah. They were like, that ain't. But dude, that's. But also, where did you grow up in Australia? Whereabouts?
This small country coastal town called Yeppoon. Yeah,
it's called Yeppoon.
Yeppoon.
I love Jamie. And Jamie and I both just hesitated there. We were like,
"Should we?" No, everything's alive, but I'm like, "No, that's the place."
What's crazy about your life, and maybe you don't think it's that way, but maybe you did, is that you go from this small town kid, right? Mm. And if you are a small town guy in Australia, then you go on to the Netflix show Too Hot to Handle, and yeah. that's huge, that's massive, and now you're living in LA, and you know. From what I understand, because we're obviously not in LA, but from what I understand, but you're very much in that kind of, you know, YouTuber influencer, TikTok kind of up and coming crew, where you guys are just seeming to be, you know, you're kind of the most famous people in America at the moment, I would say.
It's kind of weird, to be honest. Like, I don't really think about it. Like, it's just, I don't know. I just feel like everything's just a big video game. You just have to go with the flow and just enjoy life. Like, I don't know. Like, it's real weird. Like, it still doesn't even... like hit my mom, like she'll randomly message me and or she'll call me with like random people and she's like, this person knows you, and I'm like, mom, I don't fucking know this person. She said, no, they say they know you, they watch the podcast.
It's your dad.
And I was like, yeah, I was like, mom, like, I don't know these people, like I'm sorry. And she's like, no. Why all these people know you? I'm like, mom, I was on this fucking show. You watched it. You watched me like get my dick sucked on Netflix. Like, what are you talking about? Like, the whole world saw that shit. But yeah, it's kind of bizarre. It's really weird, but it's fun.
Did you ever think you'd do reality TV?
Not really. Like, I did it. So I did a first show, which was called Heartbreak Island in New Zealand, and then I kind of just got the taste of like entertaining people with how much fun that was. Especially being surrounded by idiots, because I'm an idiot myself. And then I get to be put in an environment where there's just like 10 hot idiots just wanting to fuck each other. I'm like, this is heaven.
Yeah, you didn't know they wanted to all have sex with each other at the time, did you?
Well,
so yeah, you kind of did. You were like, oh God, I'm on Too Hot to Handle. What? I had no idea.
Well, because no one knew what it was. So like the whole time we're told it was like Untitled Dating Show, and the whole casting process was like super horny. They're like asking us like the craziest, most insane shit like about our sex lives. And then as soon as we got there, they told us the rules. I was like, how fucking dare you disrespect me like this? Like, I was so heartbroken.
How dare you disrespect me? This is
the audacity.
I'm here to fuck. Not what I'm meant to do. But you on the show, I'm sure you can't go on every podcast with people, so I don't want to ask you too many questions about it. But they going on, you were like the sort of standout one, especially with, you know, you and Francesca, who I don't know if are you guys dating, you're not dating, what's going on there?
I think I'm blocked still. Yeah.
I don't know. But you guys were like the standout people, and you went into there. And the funny thing, I don't know, because I don't think that you've seen the first series of Too Hot to Handle. Mm. But Harry would basically go in and he would just come back to like all the lads and be like, sorry, I got head again.
You lose money, right? Every time you do something.
Yeah. And everyone was like pissed off at me. And I'm like, look, like if you're just gonna be upset, then that's on you. I'm having a great time and that's what matters. So look, we're perfect.
I saw a clip where you're like breaking the news that you lost the money, but you were just laughing and giggling. And so I think everyone else just kind of had to like go with it. They were like, okay.
Yeah, it's a bit hard to get angry at someone, especially when they're laughing. Like, it's so, like, even the girls are just like, it's just so annoying that you're so cheeky because like you get away with it. And I'm like, well, that's why I keep laughing in your face. Because then you, like, because you're just like, oh, this is actually kind of funny.
You made it super entertaining because you just didn't, you cared, but you didn't care. You just wanted to have fun. And I think that's the main thing about the show. And you would be a producer's dream because, dude, they would have freaking loved you because you would have, they would have been like, Harry, go and do this. And you'd be like, okay, I'll go and do that. I'm fine with that. And that's why it would have been epic.
That I was honestly like, I'll try to talk to them as well. Like, yo, tell me when to stop fucking because I'll keep going. And that they're just like, we can't tell you what to do. And I was like, all right, well, fuck, I'm just going to keep going then. And like, just don't spend all the money. I'm like, all right, okay, there's my limit. All right, perfect. I'll go until that happens. But yeah, no, it's honestly just so much fun because like you go on these shows and like you have to remember that you don't really know these people. Like you're all strangers and like you're all big personalities and different people. And I kind of had the mentality that like we're probably all not going to be friends after this, and I'll probably just double down on that thought process. Yeah, and then I guess none of us are friends anymore.
That mentality. I'm going to double down on the fact that we're not going to be friends anymore. I'm going to double down on this shit.
It worked. Look at us. We all hate each other.
But do you guys hate each other maybe because, I don't know, but I can imagine there's like a lot of competitiveness coming out, right? So everyone's trying to achieve the best thing.
Was there any money left at the end?
Yeah. We all got a pretty, pretty good money. I think like $7,000-$7,500 each, but I donated it. I got rid of it because I was like, I'm going to try and be the first ever like reality TV star that does something good and maybe set a trend. And then no one else did it. So I was like, all right, well, I'm a fucking idiot then.
And no one cared. Can I get that money
back?
Call
the charity back
out.
I was like, I'm going to give away a little bit more. You know, I want to be that change in the world. And then no one really gave a single fuck. So I was like, all right, well, I'm not going to be that change in the world, but that's okay. At least I did something good.
But I think, I don't know if this is true, but I would guess that, like I said, it's really competitive, right? In all this industry, this entertainment industry, especially when you come from a show like that and everyone wants to up each other and you're all kind of going for the same jobs and whatever it is. And because maybe I'm wrong, from an outside perspective, it looks like you're the one who's broken through, right? That kind of just being that guy from Too Hot to Handle to being, you're a brand and yourself. And I think then people resent individuals who break through that. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. The crazy thing is I was talking to Rudy, who's this guy called JJ on Outer Banks, which is this huge Netflix show right now. And he's like,
oh, you're on a jet with him or something. You're on a jet with
him. He's the nicest dude on earth. But we were like, so I was like telling him, because I was like, oh, you guys are like super close and you have like a family. Like, he's like, oh, the whole production company, like everyone's like super tight. And I was like, it's just different with reality TV because you have to imagine like these are normal people, no skills, no talents, no brains, just like beautiful. And they go on a show and they get the whole world thrown at them for a month. And then because they don't think about their future or they didn't think about like a 5-year plan, they think that's going to be forever. And then they're like, okay, cool. Like I'm hot shit. Like I'm so famous. I'm this and that. And it all just dwindles off. And then they, again, like look at people that are like doing something different and start to resent them. Or, you'll text them and you won't get a reply and shit like that. Or like you'll do another show and they'll like put their negative energy into it and like tell you that it's a terrible career decision and shit. It's like, it's just so boring. Like it's so lame. And I'm like, bro, like the craziest thing is what I said to like Chloe Beach, me and her are so close. And I said,
she's wicked, by the way, mate. She's a legend.
I got nothing but love for that girl. She's going to be a superstar. But well, I just said to her, like, there's so much abundance of success for everyone. And there's hundreds of TV shows. If that's the route you want to go down, like, just go for it. Don't look at someone else's lane and try and compare yourself there. Like, sit in your own lane, figure your shit out, figure the person you want to be at, and just fucking run it up. But
no, dude, I think that's great advice. I got told this thing the other day, right? That we're meant to have like a village mentality. We're meant to know like 150, 200 people in our lives. And out of those 150, 200 people, we're meant to have something that makes us ourselves. So like out of all of our friends that we know, for you, for example, you'd be like the funniest kid or the one who became famous or the artist or the musician or whatever it is. Problem now with Instagram is that you compare yourself to so many people on Instagram and in that world that you feel inadequate because you feel like people are always doing better than you. And actually just stay in your lane. Don't care about the noise that's on the outside. Yeah. We care so much about what's going on in other people's lives that we don't achieve what we want to achieve.
Exactly. And the crazy shit is like, do shit that you love and money will come. Like I started doing the podcast and shit. I fell in love with the process and like interviewing people and like talking down on people. I mean, talking to people, not down on people. That's weird. but like, I do talk down on it. And we started doing that. I fucking fell in love with the process. And then like all these brands started like wanting to pay me and shit. I was like, don't tell me what money we're making. I don't want to hear it. I just want to do the podcast. Like, I love that shit. And I love doing, like, Netflix asked me to do a hosting thing.
Yeah, I saw
don't
that.
Tell me that. Don't tell me the numbers. Like, I don't care. I just love this process and entertaining people. Like, I just love it so much. I think, like, people, I feel like everyone's in reality, like in reality TV, their fucking perception of value on themselves is insane. I'm like, yo, like, no one's like, shut up, just fucking do shit that you love and like enjoy it. And the abundance of money, the abundance of like success and everything will come with it. If you do shit for a dollar value, or if you do shit for someone else's pleasure or to try and like compete with someone, you're going to be fucking 100 steps behind and you're going to be losing in the long game.
Yeah, there's a famous quote which says business is paid in two currencies, cash and experience. To the experience first, the cash will come later. Do stuff because 100%. You want to experience it and love it, right? And don't do it because you want to make cash. That's a byproduct.
Why have you always done the opposite, Jeff?
Yeah.
You chase that.
Fuck, where's the cash?
I think
that's it's a unique way of being. But I totally agree with that ethos. I think that's exactly the right way, but it's very hard to tell other people that because people, you know, we're run by money, right? Because we have to pay our bills and we have to buy this and we have to buy that. And people think the problem is people think that buying a Lamborghini or having a bigger house actually generates what proves success. It doesn't at all, actually.
No.
Success is about waking up and really loving what you're doing every day. I swear to God, that's success.
100%. And happiness. Like I had one of my friends, who's, you know, young and a multimillionaire, and he just like cut all his like the materialistic shit out of his life. He's like, it doesn't make me happy. I'm trying to push a fucking persona that I'm like somewhat successful. And he's like, success is like the real success is happiness. And wake up every day and go, cool, like I'm in this bitch. Like I've got a fucking smile on my dial and a spring in my step. Mm. And I was like, damn, you're on the money.
I like that saying, what was that, smile on my dial, spring in your step.
Come on, Harry, you fucking, I'm gonna join your cult, I can't wait. No, but I think that's it's a unique way of being, and it sometimes takes people a lifetime, right, to realize that, like, typically. And but I don't know, is that like, because you moved to LA pretty quick after coming out of the show, you leave Australia behind, you come to LA, you're young, you're like 23, 22?
I'm 24 now, I'm an old man.
To talking to old people over here. But you move there, that's a huge decision. Was it, you know, that's an intense decision to make.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. Like I was just, so we finished filming the show, and I went back to New Zealand. I told my best friend Christian about it. And I'm like, what's the fucking point of being here when Netflix is in the US and every person on earth that I want to meet and the success and the career that I want to go down, the career path is in the US. Why the fuck are we just chilling here? And he's like in the exact same boat. So we're just like, all right, 2 weeks before we decided that it was time, we packed our bags and like, cool, in 2 weeks we're moving. And then I came here with like $3,000 in my bank account and we're just bumming around trying to figure it out. And then somehow we got invited to like, we kind of like bummed our way into like famous people's parties. And then I started meeting everyone.
Whose parties?
And I wasn't, it was like Summer Rae, right? So I went to Summer Rae's birthday party and I met every single person, like every person on earth. We got absolutely shit faced. Made so many cool friends. And then I was like, all right, well, give me a couple months. Like, just you wait. And then the show come out and then they're all just like, oh, damn, I remember you. This is crazy.
Mitch, you know who Summer Rae is? Mitch's not up with the American culture. So hang on, how does that happen? So I am fascinated by the kind of LA lifestyle. So you go out there, you then, what, they invite you because they slide into your DMs, they send you a message, you know, a friend of a friend. How does it work?
So we were here on a 6 month visa. It's called a B1, B2. And then we were here and we're bumming around. One of our friends was like, hey, I'm going to this birthday party. A company that I work with is sponsoring it. Do you want to be like, because we were begging him, like, please, like, let's get like, it's not even about like clout. It's just getting in the same room as people and like networking and showing them that, you know, we're a good time and not fucking sleazy, like idiots. So then they're like, okay, sure. We rocked up to this party. I was in the worst outfit I've ever worn in my entire life. I thought I was looking cool. I looked back and I was like, I don't know why anyone, like, no one bullied me. I remember one there was one dude that was like staring me out, and I was like, "Oh, bro, it was the worst." I had my shirt tucked in. It was terrible. It was embarrassing. It probably looked good now. They're probably like, "Oh, this dude's some like artist or some shit." But
you would have spent as well hours in the mirror going, "I look fucking fresh."
I legit was just like, you know what? This is quirky enough to fit in. I went there and everyone's in like sweats and shit. And I was like, yeah, fuck this.
I love those moments when you've taken like 2 hours to decide and you're like, okay, sick. You leave the house, you're really confident with it. And then in the cab, you're like, oh, fuck, this is actually really bad. And then you can't do anything. And then you're praying out the whole time you're at the party.
No, the worst is when you're like looking in the mirror and you're getting ready. You're like, I look fucking fresh. You're like, oh, yeah. You walk out your front door, you walk into the lift and it's a different mirror. You're like, I look fucking shit. I smell of like oud. What's going on? That was like changed. Fuck, this really sucks. And then you just go and get hammered because you have to, and you act like a wanker.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But it's crazy though, because it's just that I feel like it doesn't happen anywhere else in the world, and maybe in America and other places, but nowhere else in the world that I can understand, where people kind of get invited to parties and things like that to get clout. And clout, for people who don't know, is, you know, clout is like, how would you describe it? It's like getting sort of
it's like a social media currency, I guess.
Yeah, that's it. It's like getting status. It's social media status.
Yeah.
But that doesn't happen anywhere else. It's like, come to this party. There's going to be cool people here. There's going to be people who, you know, this and that. You connect with them. That means your social media is going to grow. It's like all set up almost, right?
It's honestly, it's bizarre, but I guess it's how the world works. Like successful people want to be around successful people. Mm-hmm. And to get invited to those parties and stuff like that, I guess you kind of have to be on like, maybe, I don't know, because we didn't really have anything going for us. I don't know. I just feel like that, you know, if you introduce yourself to someone and you can provide value to their life and they can provide value to yours, then it's a, you know, I guess it's a mutual relationship and it all works. But I feel like that kind of happens in the UK, no? Don't really collab.
I'd say it happens around the world. It's just Americans are more open with everything, right? So like it happens in the UK, people just don't say it. Like they just keep it under wraps. Whereas in the States, they're like, yeah, I'm going because of this. Like,
I think honestly, it's probably possibly the best way to grow and like to help each other's social medias, because you're going to have followers that have never seen them before and vice versa. I think when I started collabing with people on like TikTok and shit is when you started really seeing growth. It's when like shit started really pumping.
Wait, that's, I need to understand this more. I need to write this down.
Can you write this shit down?
So because you know, Harry, look, we've met you for what, like nearly half an hour, right? But I would say you're a pretty real dude. You know what I mean? But as in, it's very easy, you know, it's very easy to, you know, when you live in a kind of false economy, right? Which social media is, it's very easy to get caught on things, but you're not. So you're kind of very real with things. So, you know, I would say that you get invited to or got invited to these parties because you were just a good dude and people were like, oh, he's quite fun and things like that. And then from there you grew. But is it where, when you say you connect with people and you collab, so on TikTok, what you'll say is you'll say, there's another TikTok out there who has lots of followers. Let's go and do a video together. That's what you mean by collab, right?
Yeah, collab. Yeah. Essentially like let's brainstorm ideas and run shit up together. But to be honest, my collabs have never really been set up. It's kind of just like, oh, I'm at this house, we're chilling, and I see this dude, and we're just like talking about shit, and let's just do a video. And that's cool. Like I did a podcast with Dave Portnoy and Josh Richards yesterday, And we were just chilling for a bit. And he's like, let's smash some videos. Let's do it. I'm like, all right. Because it benefits everyone. It's not like you see fresh faces. People get excited. I don't know. Like it's not very like set up. We're not like, hey, we're going to go do this today. I think like people get taken away with it where they're just like, oh, let's go have a fake fight or do a fake prank. It's like, bro, that's so fucking lame. So corny.
I had some guy. I was in the street in Piccadilly Circus in London, and some guy came up to me and was like, he knew who I was, and he was like, oh, can I do a TikTok with you? And I was like, all right. I was like, what is it? And he said, I'm going to throw a snake at your feet and you pretend to be scared. And I was like, wait, hang on, this is fake. You actually said, he's like, yeah, I just set it up. And I was like, okay.
Did you do it?
Yeah, of course he did it. Of course he did it. I was like, tag me. I couldn't say no to this guy, but it was just, interesting. It's the way, I think in the UK at the moment, social media is like a trap almost, because you're so focused so much on your lane. People don't really collab that much. They kind of stay in their lane and they're just trying to make video after video after video to make viral hit. But what's happening in LA is that you're all collaborating together to make everyone go viral more. So you're all trying to build success together almost.
Yeah. And again, I feel like there's no bad way to like grow, but I just feel like I'm a very social person and I love like growing my network and like going out and about. And if I can, you know, benefit someone by posting a TikTok or just like, I don't know, like it makes like sense to help each other grow. It works. Like that's what I said to my friends who are on the second season of Throw the Hand. I was like, why don't you like collab with like Love Island people? Like, wouldn't that be an insane crossover? Like one of my best friends is Joe Garrett from Love Island. I'm like, why don't you guys like go hang out with him and like post each other and do shit together? It's like weird. Like everyone's like, this is mine. This is my collab.
They don't want to share it. They don't want to share it.
It's like, this shit's rented. Like it's going to go somewhat like all your clout and all your followers, everything that is all rented. Like it's not going to be around forever. Like who cares? Like let's just have fun, be a good person, because at least you're not boring and they're not seeing your same old silly face every day.
Yeah. Hey, Harry, listen, we're going to stop there for part one. You going to stick around for part two?
Yeah, let's go.
Come on. All right, we'll see you in part two.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.